Yo, what's going on, world? Welcome back to the Big Mouth Podcast. I'm your esteemed host, me, the one and only, well-known, unknown, Troy Bailey. So I know it's been a while, y'all. But isn't that kind of the theme? I pump out a bunch of episodes in a 1 or 2, maybe 3 month span, and then I go dark for about 6 months. I don't know. And I need to do something about that. But I got other shit going on, y'all, so, you know. But I have been, I've been working, y'all, just a lot. And I just got a lot of logs in the fire right now, so pardon the delay. But if you're wondering some of the background noise, I'm literally recording this on the porch of my humble abode. So it's, and as y'all know, I'm from Sac, from Sacramento. Currently it's raining. It's kind of been a storm going on over the past few days, so some of that background noise is going to be traffic. I live close to a busy street, and it's raining, so it's gonna be a little background noise added to it. So that's why I got the mic closer to my face now. Anyway, this is the last day of 2022, so I feel like I'm trying to do a thing. I don't think I did it last year, unfortunately. I'm trying to do a thing where I at least pump out an episode that is, you know, basically an end of the year wrap up. Because it seemed like that's the trending thing to do in the world. Always, you know, it's always, or at least in the podcast world, social media, whatever. And I try to shy away from things that are trending. I try to, because it's kind of corny to me, but whatever. I'd be lying if I said I didn't do things because it was trending, because it was cool, because other people liked it too. Definitely have done that. Probably will do it again in the future. It is what it is. I think too, and if you guys really notice the way how I talk sometimes, it can come off very contradictory. I hope I said that correctly. Contradictory. But I think it's just kind of how a lot of us are programmed. I just feel like, you know, our brains just adapt to certain things, but through time, there's other things that come into our minds that make us think of the same thing that we were thinking of before differently. So we change our minds, and sometimes that can happen within a minute, within 5 minutes, within 5 hours, 5 days, 5 years, 5 decades, you know. It's just, we change. And I think people are entitled to change their minds. What I am critical about is, why are you changing your mind? And, you know, I've had, the last few years have been eye-opening to me, and also very, very humbling. I feel like I still have my stubbornness is still there. I'm still a little hard-headed on certain things, not a lot of things. I've lessened up on some of those things, but I still feel like I have the same morals and values, but I feel as though my approach is changing. And I'm only, it's not necessarily a feeling. That's what I've been kind of told. I'm a little stern. Obviously, I've mentioned many times before, I'm stubborn, but I'm a little stern towards certain things. And I'm also getting older. And I think it's just because I'm just getting tired. Like, I'm getting tired of certain things. I just am like, I don't want to give my energy to that. I'd rather put it into other things. And I feel like part of it has been the neglect of this podcast. Of this platform, at least, you know, I hate to say it, but it is, you know, I feel like my energy has kind of shifted in other avenues, and I think that's okay as long as I can circle back around to this. Like, I feel like I want to always have this platform, always, no matter what I'm doing in life. And I feel like I'll have it even if it's not trending at the time. Right now, podcasting is trending. It is a huge market. I know that I'm a small dot in this huge ocean of, maybe that will change, but I think it's just the process of being able to, put your thoughts out there, and allow the world to see you in this level of transparency where they can literally dictate how they want to view you. You know, people can hate my guts. Seriously, people do not have to like me at all. I still have to do something or say something to at least captivate them to where they want to listen to what I have to say or hear hear my point of view. But they can listen to it and hate it, or they can listen to it and like it. It's entirely up to them, and I feel like that's a very vulnerable place for me to put myself in, and I think I get a little bit of healing out of it in a way. Most of the feedback has been good, but there's definitely some that hasn't been so good. And you know, like I said, it ain't enough feedback. I'm in a large pool of podcasters, so you know, people are gonna. Not everybody's gonna like you. You know, not every flavor is for everybody. You know, but what I kind of, what really kind of made me want to like get an episode out before the end of the year is I got a little inspired. You know, there's another reason why I want to, you know, I try to, you know, I have this platform because I kind of got inspired when I was on IG Live a few weeks ago. And for the record, I'm not on IG. I really haven't been on social media that often. It's just every now and then I get a little time to sit down and, you know, a little bored. It happens. I get bored. And so I go on social media. And I got on IG Live, and I got on this live, you know, there's a childhood friend of mine that was on there. End up listening to him, and he's about ready to start podcasting. He's been in the stratosphere for the past few years, the internet stratosphere, social media, whatnot. And you know, he's got a point of view, young black dude, and he's starting a podcast with another black dude, or I'm sorry, a white male. White guy, whatever the PC name is, he's white, and they're doing a pod. They're promoting a podcast that they're doing, and I chimed in the comments, and I don't really necessarily know how to, you know, communicate. I'm still trying to figure that IG Live thing out. But I said in the comments, like, you know, hey, don't. What did I say? I think it was like it had to do with controversy, like, because they were talking about what it was going to be about, and I commented and said, you know, have more substance than controversy, like substance over controversy. And I think that led to a conversation. They actually put me on. It was cool. It was really cool. It wasn't like we were yelling and screaming at each other, but we were poking fun. It was, you know, taking little jabs at me. I took a jab back, and then I got off. Now they probably could have hated my guts afterward. They had that option. They probably talked, you know, a bunch of shit. I don't know. Or they just said great things. Who knows? Actually, my childhood friend was saying great things about me before they even put me on. But the conversation was basically about, you know, this is what I mean by substance in the content that you put out. Because controversy is easy to kick up nowadays. Everything, there's so many things that's controversial now. So me just having an opinion, it's just my opinion. I'm definitely not an expert at this. You know, they were, and naturally, like, this is something that they feel very passionate about. And so when I brought that up, there was a little bit of a defense, a little bit of a pushback on that. And I understood that, you know, so I think my understanding is developing as well. So I understood why they, you know, they felt somewhat defensive about my opinion. Because honestly, I probably would have felt the same way if I was in them. I would, you know, push back. I would have challenged them. Probably would have checked their credentials, like, well, you know, why do you feel, who do you think you are, why you feel this way, who are you to say this about, and my thing is, it's just an opinion, but I've always had this insight, not insight, but just this idea that, you know, substance is to me, it's more interesting than controversy, because there's actually a thought process in creating substance. You have a dialogue, you know, just this is my thought process on substance. We're talking about something that maybe isn't that trending right now. Like, God, what isn't trending? There's so many things that are trending on a daily, on an hourly basis. So what's not really trending? I'm trying to think. Well, I guess it depends on the circle that you're in. Like, I should have thought this one out. Sorry, folks. If I'm talking about football around a bunch of people that just have zero interest in football, they're more into soccer. Context. American football. I know there's a controversy. That's controversial right now. Should we call soccer in America football and call football in America American football? Like, there's starting to become an argument, and that grows with the popularity of soccer in the West Coast. Whole nother conversation. Maybe we can do an episode with somebody who's more well-versed with soccer. But anyway, if I'm talking about football to a bunch of people that they're just not interested in football. It's not their thing. So they're not going to be interested in that. But if I can provide substance to the conversation about football with someone else, break it down in layman's terms to the interesting thing about football and how it is, you see the impact. It's a dangerous sport. People are flying at, guys are flying at each other at miles per hour. I was going to throw some exaggerated number out there. 100 miles per hour. That's how fast they run it. 100 miles an hour at each other. Clashing into each other. Getting brain damage. Broken bones. All that. Just very impactful. But if I was to break it down about, let's say that, I don't talk about heavily the impact of the sport, but the breakdown of angles and how to make a proper tackle on someone, how to reach your turn your body a certain way, and this is the athleticism of it, the way how you can make your body move a certain way in order to get an extra yard, because everyone at least that knows about football, it's a game of inches, like a lot of sports, like a lot of things in competitions, in an athletics period. A lot of it just has to do with inches. You can win a game by an inch, in most competitive, just look it up, it's, there's actually an accurate depiction of sports in general. It's all about inches. It's the brain. That's why the smartest people in the world, they play chess. It's obviously I feel like that's a competitive, maybe not a sport, but it's something that involves competition. That's another thing that you can mention about football, the competition involved in it. There's an impact on how you're able to play a role, like just in life, because you gotta learn how to play a role in life, right? In anything that you do, you can't just think that you're gonna step up in everything that you do and be the leader or take the back seat. You have to learn how to play a role. In football, 11 guys that you have to depend on. It's the ultimate team sport. So there's a lot of ways, and what that is, that's substance. So if I can produce enough substance in the content of just talking about football, and I'm able to get someone, and I've done that before, I've able to get people to become football fans just by having a conversation that involves substance. The controversy is the impact. That's going to turn somebody off from wanting to watch football. A lot of those people out there, they're not interested in football because it's too violent. And that's fair. There's certain things I'm a little weird. I also like, what I don't like is sports injuries. I don't like watching sports injuries, but I'd be lying if I said I hadn't watched a YouTube video or NFL's greatest hits back when they used to play them on ESPN like a dozen times a day. Like, yeah, at one point that was kind of interesting to me. And I think I watched that more when I was actually playing football. Now I try to avoid watching those injuries. And maybe it's because I'm getting older, my knees are a little sore, my back hurts. I'm like, last thing I want to see is a knee injury. I seen Debo Samuels a few weeks ago get his ankle rolled up in a really not even that bad of a looking tackle, but the way his leg rolled up, I just started getting secondhand pain. Yeah. But that's how it is, man. I just try to provide substance to, you know, in all things. And I think that's just, I just feel like that's a little bit more controversial. Well, I'm sorry, not controversial, but I just think it's more appealing. It's just more appealing than controversy. But, you know, I can totally be wrong. I don't think I am. I don't think I'm totally wrong. But, I I'm definitely, I'm flawed. So, I try to have a point of view on certain things. And there's certain things I just like, I don't have enough substance to provide on that. So maybe the controversy will sell it. I don't know. If people are trying to appeal to a general audience, I understand. I guess I do kind of understand why controversy could be more appealing than actual substance, because certain things are boring. You know, I get why I can't watch a full baseball game on TV. I just can't. I've tried. There was a time, and what's weird is that I used to be really into baseball when I was younger, and I could at the time actually watch a game on TV. I could watch two games on TV and just be stuck on the TV. When a commercial came up, there was two games on. The commercial was on one channel. I just go to the next channel, watch that game, and I can literally watch two games, baseball games at one time. Baseball was the first sport that I was really interested in, to where I was like, if I was going to be a professional athlete, I like the idea of being a professional baseball player. Well, had I known the way our salary caps work in sports, I definitely would have been at batting cages a lot more. I definitely would have been running around asking to I'd have been looking into some of them baseball camps. I'd have been, I don't know. I'd have stayed in. I would have took minor league baseball a little better, or took it a little bit more seriously. Cause good Lord, these guys are getting ridiculous money, and to me, for not doing a whole lot, to be honest. Sorry, all you baseball fans or professional ball players that would trip and fall and happen to stumble upon listening to this. I'm just being honest, man. But no hate at all, man. Do your thing. But now it's just not my cup of tea. I can't really, I can't really sit through an entire game. And it's like, I'll fall asleep. I'll fall asleep, literally. I definitely can't watch golf. Like, period. I can't like live. I'll sometimes zone out when I'm doing miniature golf. I'm running with a group. I'll just kind of space out sometimes just when other people are doing it. I've been to the Topgolf driving range. And it was cool, but I'll be honest, my fiance's dad was with us, and he was the most impressive to watch because he knew how to actually swing a golf club. So that whole swinging the club thing, I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can watch this and find interest in it, but not enough to watch an entire, what is it, 9 holes? What was that shit on, 2 hours? Nah, man, nah. Okay, I can definitely watch a whole basketball game if the teams are interesting enough. I think I can still do that. And these guys are fun to watch. I was watching on Christmas, and I'm still not really into basketball as much as I used to be, but it is entertaining to watch. Yes, it's very graceful, absolutely athletic. There's a level of intelligence to it. It's a game of inches. If you're inches off from that hoop, and you got the best jump shot in the league, that 1 inch can mean the game right there. Steph Curry, one of the best shooters in the league, but if he doesn't calculate them shots the way that there's a style to that. You break that down, there's substance to it. He has somehow found a way to shoot the ball a certain way, do something with his body, do something with his fingers, the way out his vision, he's doing something. You're not just born with that. Something that he got to go to the gym and practice doing that shit, 20 times every day, probably. That's why Kobe was the great, or was one of the greats. I still gotta give it to Jordan. Sorry, Jordan's my guy. But even though he's an asshole, but you know, rest in peace, Kobe. Love you, MJ. But it's just, I just have, that's an opinion. Whole nother conversation. But there's a form. Now I know I'm you know, summing substance up to sports, but it's just, I think people that understand context would understand what I'm getting at. You know, there's other things too. You know, I think history, just the, you know, the study of history, and I think it's interesting, and it's important for us to know as to how we got here and where we can get to in the future. That's why I feel like history is important. Other people don't think, may think otherwise. I don't know what the percentage of people that enjoy history or not, but I would just imagine that, yeah, people like this for this reason, and you can break it down. There's also controversy to history. So those people that are, you know, into the controversy might be into the substance of history. You know, there's some revealing things about history. There's still things that haven't been quite figured out yet, that they're, you know, you got people that tap in and you know, pay attention to those things. So yeah, it's definitely it's just interesting. So anyway, I'm gonna wrap this up. This wasn't meant to be a very long one. I try to lessen up the singles once, but I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, and I will see y'all in 2023. Thank you.
Peace.